Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Well, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt offered his fourth State of the State address this week at the state capitol in front of a joint session of the state legislature. Farm Director Ron Hayes has more on the hot topics.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt talking with a variety of radio outlets around the state and had the opportunity to talk with him about several issues, including medical marijuana, but also the McGirt issue, which he says has to be addressed, and sooner rather than later.
That's the biggest issue that's hit our state, and I'm so thankful Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, they stood with us and filed an amicus brief, which basically lets the Supreme Court know that this is a disaster for our state, for law and order. And so we're fighting like crazy to restore Oklahoma's ability to prosecute crimes right now. And right now we've lost that in eastern Oklahoma.
In regards to medical marijuana, the governor says he's asked the legislature to look seriously at increasing the cost of admission for medical marijuana grow houses. It's $2,500 right now in the state. He says it needs to be a lot higher than that. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
Well, USDA has released its February crop production and world agricultural supply and demand estimates. I had the opportunity to speak with Allendale's Rich Nelson, who told us a little bit more.
USDA made its general viewpoint on some of these things known, but the market really paid attention to its own ideas about these psychological-based stories. For soybeans, Brazil's crop was lowered 139 to now 134 million tons. That was on the trade expectation. And USDA did drop a little bit for Brazil's exports. And they also did drop just a little bit out of Argentina. But the big surprise for us on this balance sheet for soybeans was that they did not give the old crop export sales a boost. And as far as the wheat side, this is the one which kind of did match up with reason. You know, USDA did recognize the fact we've got some pretty poor U.S. wheat export sales. And we did pop up stocks a little bit by 20 million bushels, 648 million bushels now. So the message for today's report was the idea that USDA had its own say. The market feels it won't be a month or two from now until it gets more realistic numbers.
So let's talk a little bit about weather, not just here, you know, where we're going through a drought, but also worldwide. How's that affecting the numbers?
And that's a very valid point here. So, you know, in the past 7 days, we've seen a little dryness for portions of Argentina. That will still be with us in the next few days directly ahead. Brazil, we've got a two-week forecast with a little net dryness for the south. And on top of that, you did mention the U.S. discussion with our own weather. And a lot of us, based on reports from our own private forecasters, do have concerns about this coming spring and summer as well, not just in the plains, but also in portions of Midwest. So there are reasons, especially weather-wise, to hold an agreement right now.
Once again, that's Allendale's Rich Nelson. To hear my complete conversation about the WASD report, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.